In radio and television, it's RCA all the way. The Radio Corporation of America presents The Magic Key. Magic Key turns 107 leading radio stations from coast to coast in the United States, in Canada, in Cuba, and in Hawaii are linked together today to bring you a special full-hour program from the Municipal Opera House in St. Louis. Your host is the family of RCA, whose members include RCA Victor, RCA Institutes, Radio Marine, RCA Communications, and the National Broadcasting Company. Today, the Radio Corporation of America presents the music of the St. Louis Symphony Orchestra under the direction of Vladimir Golchman, with Helen Traubel as soloist. This special Magic Key program honors the Music Educators National Conference, which convenes in St. Louis this week. The Magic Key opens today with Mr. Golchman directing the orchestra in Beethoven's dramatic Overture to Coriolanus. Thank you. The Magic Key welcomes the triumphant return to her home city of Helen Traubel, brilliant St. Louis soprano, whose debut in the Metropolitan Opera Company less than a year ago has been followed by signal successes with the Chicago Civic Opera. Miss Traubel sings first the aria Elsa's Dream from the opera Lohengrin by Wagner.
Thank you.
Vladimir Goldschmann and the St. Louis Symphony Orchestra play Richard Strauss's colorful tone poem, Don Juan. This selection portrays the various phases in the life of the famous romantic character, the glow of his early youth and his first loves, the brilliant carnival and chase, the dramatic churchyard scene, and the profoundly awesome death scene. The St. Louis Symphony Orchestra plays Don Juan by Richard Strauss.
Thank you.
as radio has developed out of its original field of communications into a vast national system of broadcasting, it has come to be recognized more and more as one of the great educational forces in the United States. In the world of music particularly, the work of radio is both significant and unique. Scores of programs of fine music are broadcast daily by the national networks as well as by local stations. Among the best-known examples are the Music Appreciation Hour, conducted by Dr. Walter Damrosch, the Metropolitan Opera broadcasts, and the great series of NBC Symphony Orchestra concerts, directed by Maestro Arturo Toscanini and other world-famous conductors. All the world has music in its soul. Only a few have great gifts for expressing it, but all today are privileged to enjoy it. Music is the great international language, and radio, carrying it around the world on wings of ether, is the greatest patron the noble art of music has ever had. No wandering troubadour ever sang to such an audience as radio has today. Day and night, Sundays and holidays and work days, at home, in the office, in the shop, in the school, in the cities and on the farms, radio has made music the friend of every man, woman, and child. When you turn on your radio, you're invited to listen for the familiar NBC chimes, your signal for fine radio entertainment. Magic key turns, opening the door to a world of entertainment. Today, the family of RCA is presenting the St. Louis Symphony Orchestra under the direction of Vladimir Goldschmann, with Helen Traubel, St. Louis soprano, as soloist, coming to you from the Municipal Opera House in St. Louis. Vladimir Goldschmann opens the second half of today's Magic Key program with the Scherzo in G minor from the Octet by Mendelssohn. This light and eerie composition preceded the composer's famous Midsummer Night's Dream music, which it somewhat resembles. Possibly it was inspired by Goethe's lines for the night version of Faust. Flight of clouds and misty veil appear from above, stirring leaves and wind in the reeds, and then all vanishes. The Mendelssohn Scherzo in G minor from the Octet. Thank you. we welcome again Helen Traubel, brilliant St. Louis soprano. For her second appearance on our program, Helen Traubel sings Du bist der Lenz from Wagner's Die Walküre. This is Siegelinde's answer to Siegmund's spring song, in which she declares, Thou art the spring for which I have longed in frosty winter's spell. As an encore, Miss Traubel sings one of the best-known love songs in all musical literature, Ich liebe dich by Edvard Grieg. Today we invite to the microphone the woman who is regarded as the mother of the Music Educators National Conference, nationally known as the outstanding figure in the development of music appreciation in the schools and colleges of the United States. We take extreme pleasure in introducing Dr. Francis Elliott Clark, Director Emerita of Educational Activities at RCA Victor. Dr. Clark.
How do you do, Mr. Fisher? Good afternoon, music educators, and our radio audience.
Dr. Clark, when and how did you discover the educational possibilities of using recorded music?
In the autumn of 1909, Mr. Fisher, through the accidental hearing of a record of All Through the Night, sung by Evan Williams, it was borne in upon me that my children in the Milwaukee schools could profit much by hearing such splendid tone quality, diction, and phrasing. And the work began.
When did you bring this new idea to the Victor Company as a commercial possibility?
I resigned from my music teaching profession of 20 years standing and arrived in Philadelphia to open the educational department of the Victor Company 27 years ago today, in 1911.
What help or material did the Victor Company then have for schools at that time, Dr. Clark?
Well, really very little. It consisted entirely of such Victor records as were then available and a Victrola upon which to play them. And later, as newer and finer records were made, they took the hearing of great music into every schoolroom. The Victor Company made for me large numbers of special records designed wholly for school use, and the great army of teachers of the United States adopted the new music appreciation. The children learned to listen, and then listened to learn fine music instead of plodding in the techniques of sight reading.
The schools of today are greatly advanced in music, aren't they, Dr. Clark?
Oh, yes, indeed. In the old days, we never dreamed of radio, nor of our great bands, orchestras, and choral clubs. The world of scientific discovery moves on, and education must move with it. To live intelligently in the world of today, our children must be inspired by today's miracles of sight, sound, and story.
Thank you, Dr. Clark. I know that you and our audience will be interested in a radiogram which we have just received from George K. Throckmorton, president of the RCA Manufacturing Company. It's addressed to you and reads, "Congratulations upon having completed 47 years of service to music education. The great work which you started with Victor 27 years ago is now being carried forward and expanded by RCA. New sound services for the schools are constantly being developed to increase the effectiveness of teaching. You can rest assured that the great work which you pioneered will be carried forward in the fine tradition which you have established through the years."
Thank you.
Vladimir Goltzmann and the Magic Key Orchestra have just played the prelude to Die Meistersinger von Nürnberg by Wagner. The members of the family of RCA, RCA Victor, RCA Institutes, Radio Marine, RCA Communications, and the National Broadcasting Company invite you to tune in again at the same time next Sunday for another full hour of entertainment. At that time, you will hear Madame Lotte Lehmann, prima donna of the Metropolitan Opera Company, a special tribute to Army Day presented under the personal supervision of the Chief of Staff, General Malin Craig, with the regular United States Army participating, and Frank Black conducting the Magic Key Orchestra. Alan C. Anthony speaking for all the services of the Radio Corporation of America.
And Dick Fisher saying that in radio and television, it's RCA all the way.
This program has originated in the Municipal Opera House in St. Louis from radio station KWK and has come to you through the National Broadcasting Company.